Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. It is 5:46 in the Morning Sickness. It is 4:20 in your hearts, minds, and souls. I'm sure Wheaties are losing their corks today already. My name's Sean Holberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, ready to go for U-Fest Friday. The smokeout is finally upon us. And already, potheads are starting to be annoying. Over-celebrating this thing. Over, you know, my first beer again. It's just, you know, it makes you not want to start your mild drug habit like I've been talking about all week. I got all sorts of potheads emailing me since I've announced my mild drug habit beginnings.
You opened up the floodgates.
All these morons are acting like we're going to the moon for the first time, or we're going to open our eyes and see new cause settle down. Oh, I'm going to smoke you out, bro. Like, I'm not a college girl that has no control. I won't be smoked
out. Smoke you under the table.
No, it's not happening. We're not going to go out and drink spice rum.
I think it'd be great
no.
at the concert. Just I'm go driving. From dude to dude, just smoking what they got.
I'm see driving.
See what the best, your best fit is.
I have to drive. I won't be doing it this evening at the show. Sorry.
What?
It's a mild drug habit. This is not
Uber.
No, I don't feel like Ubering. It's
gonna like right down the road from your house.
Take too long from the parking lots and running all over. I have my car. I'll be very comfortable in my vehicle. I have something to do afterwards. I'm going to do that. So I'm not going to begin my mild hear these words, Wheaties.
Wow.
I'm not going to grow out the dreadlocks and play hacky sack with
you.
You
were all talk. Is what
no, no, no. I didn't ever say I was starting today. I said I'm going to start a mild drug habit someday. Maybe. And Larry was like, I'll bring extra vapes. And I'm like, Larry, I'm starting when I feel like it. This has nothing to do with a holiday that you fake created because you Wheaties get way too excited. Mo down the hall. She's all decorated up. I'm like, you guys make way too big a deal out of this. In fact, I'm going to not do it today on principle. Today's the day I won't do it because it's just weird.
Wait, is Mo coming to our show?
No, she's just
She'll
celebrating 420 in a way that's just disturbing. Potheads get too weird about it.
She can dye her hair red. And
no, they start coming out of the woodwork, start giving you all those statistics about how, you know, safer than this. Oh, for God's sakes.
They're happy you're joining the squad.
No, they're talking about. I'm talking about the ones on the news last night. I'm talking about the ones that are 420 is the reason why this is a thing and I'm a thing and hacky sack's real and I love sticks.
It's like, a double. You got the Earth Day weekend. And
oh, it's a disgusting hippie weekend. I don't want to be part of it. I don't even want to.
Wow, you're really flip flopping here.
No, I'm not. I'm still going to have a mild drug habit. There's no flip flop. I've been steady as a. Steady as a string.
Yesterday,
I know the real
flip flop, but you put the brakes on it a little.
Yeah,
bit.
You were talking about getting the Gandalf pipe today, so you
if
like
I could
one
have
day.
It's a real reason.
Go ahead, Toledo, order it.
It wasn't available. I'll give him that.
But I had no intention of going out and displaying my wares with everyone. If I had my Gandalf pipe, I'd have had it. I still wasn't smoking weed at the thing. I was driving. I knew that the whole time.
The whole inspiration was this concert.
The inspiration was, wow, we're advertising it. The future is here. Why don't I smoke pot? Started to talk about everybody else. Everybody here does. The inspiration was actually last Saturday when I talked to all those successful people. Friday night, I was with a bunch of people who have tons of money. Saturday, I'm with a bunch of people who have tons. All of them are smoking pot. All of them. And I'm sitting back as the only one not doing it. I'm like, this has nothing to do with success. In fact, the only reason I didn't smoke pot my entire life is because if I got caught or something else, I'd have felt like my dad would have been disappointed. I'm 46 years old. If I'm on that fragile of ice with my dad being disappointed with me, that if I smoke weed, he didn't like me
anyway.
We're
all successful. We don't smoke pot.
I'm talking about successful people.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, you've never met it.
You got somewhat peer pressured into this.
No. It's just like when you.
Ancillarily.
It's doing research before you jump in and buy. You don't know anything about this, but you do research before you buy something or make a major decision.
What?
Yeah, and I'm looking into it. I'm like, wow, I didn't really realize that this was so rampant. But Wheaties everywhere. I'm going to bring you some of the finest indica. You're not going to be able to walk. What about that says mild drug habit? That sounds like a fall down mess. No, thank you. Yeah, I am going to start it, but I never said it was at this show. Had I had my Gandalf pipe, I'd have smoked.
I
but
got
not
the robe.
Weed. It's not right to do it that because the Red Star Vapor guys would have been there and all the people. They
yeah, you were talking
the,
about coming out on stage with the outfit.
With the Gandalf pipe, but it wouldn't have had weed in it because it's. I have to drive. I knew that the whole time. I knew that the whole time.
You never
but
brought
I'm going
that up.
To start. Sure. I said I'd go to Red Star Vapor and get their stuff, even though they don't have weed. And practice the pipe look. See if I like this pipe look.
Okay.
Yeah. No, my mild drug habit has nothing to do with 420, and the Wheaties are confirming it. It's the guy with a Pabst Blue Ribbon banner on the back of his car.
You're buying this stuff, Brady?
You're making a huge deal out of nothing. I might start tonight at home.
I didn't think
I just got
I didn't
that,
think
John,
he was going to smoke.
Kind of confirming some of your... No.
Thought he was full of crap early.
I, huge celebration.
At first, I thought a little bit, but happening. I'm like, no, I didn't, not at the event.
Oh, no, I'm not doing it at the event. Especially now. Now, there was a possibility that if it, like I told you yesterday, like you said, he wants it to be organic. He wants it to just be like, hey, this is a good time. I got nothing going on. Like, if it were the occasion were perfect tomorrow, but it isn't. It's a bunch of people way too excited about 420. Wait, 420 is just, it's brings out the knobbery in pot smoking. Too many of the dudes. The Mint Dispensary celebrates the remodel and expansion of its medical cannabis facility in Tempe today. What am I supposed to do here, Toledo?
It's just confirming that they're grandstanding on 420.
Oh, yeah. No, 420.
12,000 square foot facility.
Potheads,
John,
are way too excited about it. And the funny thing is about potheads, they smoke pot every day.
It would why be like, wouldn't you do it on that day?
It would be like every morning having a tree with presents under your or in your living room every morning, and you still get excited about Christmas. It happens.
The thrill never wears off, is what you're saying?
Every day.
It's the candy store over there.
But it's not like it's like, finally, we can do it again.
Yeah.
You did it yesterday and the day before. You're potheads. 420 isn't different.
Hey, Chuck Schumer came out. He's going to decriminalize it.
All for it. We're advertising it. We're basically saying, go get high. Smoke yourself silly. It's fine. But yeah, the potheads are the reason that it would make it so I have to keep this hidden the entire time. The potheads are the reason that you don't want to make it. Now I know why all those people downstairs that smoke pot don't make it talk about it, because they don't want potheads hanging out with them. They're successful people. Last thing you need is some fake white Rastafarian hanging out in your parties and stuff. So they don't talk about it.
You can thank St. Raphael High School in 1971.
Yeah. 420, man. We'll meet outside at 420. Every day till April 20th, then we'll start over. Do it every day after that. Yeah, it's the potheads that ruin pot. I've been saying that for years. They're the ones that make it so it's like, man, if that's what you turn into, I don't want to deal with it. But I'm meeting all these normal people.
I'm just saying, keep your options open. If a little circle forms at the show,
no, and that's another
and you're
thing.
Back there, but just
I'm not
with
a
like
social,
Larry and
I'm not
stuff.
A social animal, but the whole
hacky circle. Come on,
yeah. Maybe you'll get the urge. You're hacking it up.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't have to hacky.
I'm going to be a weed isolationist, Eric. I'm going to be a guy who smokes it by himself and has people come
get,
over.
Like, paranoid?
Want to give me some? No. It doesn't make you paranoid when you're just doing it by yourself. You get paranoid when other people are there and you're like, what's in this? Who gave me this? No, I'm going to do
I'm
it.
I'm only a social guy, a social smoker.
I'm going to be an independent.
You
want to
be an independent
smoker.
That sounds kind of sad.
Not really. What's sad is white Rastafarians in a circle sharing a spit stick. That's sad.
Because isn't that when you have a problem?
Fake Rastafarians.
No, if I hide and do it. I'll
do it
by myself.
Alone? No. Like we always say that about drinking. You drink alone,
sure.
By yourself.
I won't be doing it in bathrooms alone or locking myself away. I'll be doing it by myself outside of circles where dudes like gather around me as if I'm going to tell them a tale. I'll just walk away from that. Just go do it somewhere
You have
else.
A Gandalf pipe. Of course you have to tell a tale.
It's like having a beer.
What are you talking about?
It's like having I'll tell the tale of the pipe. But you're not getting any of it. This is not going to be an Indian
circle. The whole point
of
having this outfit.
No. The whole point of having the outfit is comedic value for a large group of people,
then
like a concert.
Then you have to hold court.
At the concert on the stage, I would, absolutely. That's for presentation or performance purposes only. This is not going to be my day-to-day, everyday outfit.
I'll get the gown.
I got one for you. Okay, if you've got a gown, that'd be great.
You're
going to
make
gown.
A spectacle of yourself.
Yes.
You have to tell stories.
It's called performance art. I will do that at at what's called a performance. I will not be performing for the masses backstage. Like if I had a big beer stein, I wouldn't stand backstage and, gather around, I'm drinking a beer. What
you
have, illegal in the 20s?
If you have a fancy beer stein with crystals, it's like a talking point, so everybody in the circle will
ask
you about
what
it.
Would I be if I was a guy at a bar with that?
A knob.
A knob. But if I was at a performance...
Well, you're the one that wanted the Gandalf pipe.
At a performance, you absolute dip. Listen, at a performance.
Sure.
Not just standing amongst people with my, look at me. No, it's not happening that way.
Like when Fitz wears his fancy outfits.
Yeah, when Fitz dressed like an astronaut. You're like, what a knob. wants people to ask him questions.
That's what you were joining in on.
At a performance.
Okay.
You're still not grasping it.
What's
if I wore ballet,
just like
the performance in front of a group of people
announcing
on a stage.
On stage,
yes.
Five Finger Death Punch
on
is coming.
A stage.
That's a performance?
Yes, it's a performance in front of a crowd of people. Yes. Yes, it is. I'm the one with the mic performing.
Hey, guys, System of a Down's coming. Now here's Five Finger Death Punch.
It's a performance because I'm allowed to have the microphone. I'm the one up there doing the thing. And on the smokeout, like we had with Brady dressed as Lady Gaga and those things before, 3-4 minute performances can occur where you wear outfits. Yes. Performance, when you're in front of a large group of people on a stage. If you wanted to go up and knob around, I'm boring as crap, see ya. Then nobody would be like, I hate when Eric does those. Those are boring. John goes up as Gandalf. It takes that 1 minute we have. So that was memorable.
And sometimes you do effort. Freelancing performance.
Sure.
Like Saturday, I think at the Culinary Festival, doing the unicorn. That's
that was
a semi-performance.
Because the wife wanted to play along.
Yeah.
Get face paint.
A fun experiment.
So we're having a good time.
You posted on that social media you never used?
I didn't do it. I wanted to go around with the face paint.
To see reactions.
Because I wanted to see what the lady did when I cut in front of the kids to get it. I wanted to cause a little stir. Yes. That's performance art.
That's pure street performance.
That's a street performance.
You could have told Megan not to post it.
I don't care if she posted it or not. Why would I want to? I don't care. It doesn't bother me one way or the other. I don't care. Post away. It's my screensaver. I found it very hilarious. Yes.
I just find it funny that you rail against stuff and then you do it.
What do I do?
Social media and all that. And then Megan's taking the photos and you're posing with your unicorn.
I will take pictures. I'm not saying I'm against pictures.
You're against Fitz wearing his astronaut outfit, but you're going to wear your Gandalf suit around.
Fitz wears it to bars to have that. I would not wear my Gandalf outfit anywhere but, again.
Just a performance.
He's a street performer.
Performance, yeah. Fitz does it as a regular day-to-day operation.
Fitz wore that thing for about 6 hours.
Why are you wearing an astronaut's outfit in public with no performance? It looks like you're about to start a play, and you're just being ridiculous. Yeah, if I wore the Gandalf outfit to a bar, you're right. This would be a crazy conversation, but I'm not. And I'm not wearing a Gandalf outfit, by the way, tonight.
You put that NASA jumper on. It's an instant opener. Yeah. When you
it is a conversation
set of ladies.
What are you up to, sir? What are you doing, sir? Yeah. And I'm not wearing.
I want to take you to the moon.
By the way, Eric, I'm glad you believe the all the mysteries of the show. Not wearing a Gandalf thing tonight, anyway.
Now you're not going to perform.
No,
I was never actually doing
it. You said you were going to do a performance.
No, if I were, it would be a performance.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't follow very easily, does he? You need a red rubber ball and some words.
If I did,
he really wants the performance.
Yeah, Eric really wants me to perform.
You were promising a performance.
Never promised anything. Bottom line is,
Christ.
I'm not smoking out with Wheaties. I'll go up and do the announcements.
So that dance we're working on is off.
You're working on. I haven't been privy to this.
So nothing has changed. It's just been all talk the last few days.
Yeah, pretty much it was for the comedic value. I'm so sorry I confused you. So sorry your brain didn't follow. But yeah, for the most part,
you just
comedic
lied
value.
To the listeners for days.
They got it. They're brighter. They got it. They understood.
Right.
You get your Gandalf pipe, man. That's awesome. It'll be great. But I am getting the Gandalf pipe because, or the Sherlock Holmes one we discovered yesterday.
Is that coming from the UK or is it a local
neat.
One?
Well, I went to a cigar and pipe store yesterday.
And they have one.
They've got them. But it wasn't, it wasn't long enough for my breath.
Yeah.
A little stubby. And that's when Toledo found online. It was a little stubby. The Gandalf
was looking on Amazon.
That one was like
fun.
A smartwatch. It has a clock in it.
It's got
all
sorts
of
great
stuff.
You could probably buy those at the Ren Fair. You should have just went down to
like
the Ren Fair.
No. Those don't have the Sherlock Holmes ones. The late 1800s.
Get a dragon carved on the base.
Yeah, you get something like that. I think I've seen them there.
No, I don't want dragons. Sherlock didn't have any dragons. You get the bone at the end. That's pretty sweet. I think it's human skull or something like that. It just dips down and does the curl up. My Uncle Joe used to smoke that thing. He'd have the straight pipe, cherry vanilla. His house smelled fantastic. And then he had this one that just dipped way down like a saxophone. That's what I want. The saxophone would be straight fantastic.
Well, I don't know what you're going to do now. I don't know
if
you're
going to
use it or not.
I'm not going to try to explain it because it's like talking to a two-year-old. Too mush-headed to understand the facts. But I do know one thing. Stop telling me that you're going to bring me indica and assume that I'm just strapped to a bed and you can push it in me.
Accept those gifts today.
I'll take it as a gift. Thank you. I'll put this in my pocket and do it some other time.
You were yapping about Molly not too long ago. If somebody offered you some of that, would you do it?
Well, in Vegas.
Yeah, maybe take the pills.
Right situation, yeah.
Would you take the pills?
No, I won't because it's illegal to hold. So I won't do that. That would be stupid of me. So I'll be like, no, you can keep that. I'll do it another time. But if people are just going to hand me drugs, that's me being stupid. If I'm like, I'm not interested, but I'll put this in my pocket for later. And you get pulled over here on live PD. It's just dumb. Nah, it's not worth it. That's just being dumb. Yeah, that's just dumb. Here's a bag of stuff, man. All right. Keep it. Thank you. It's going to put this in the garbage.
Every day, listen, here's 2 pounds.
Here's 2 pounds of weed, and I got a plane floating over your house going to drop bushels.
Then you can, like, redistribute it, sell some to your friends.
Nope, that's also illegal. Dumb.
Nothing bad will happen.
Nothing about this is mild. This is where weedies and dumb people don't understand what mild means. A mild drug habit will begin.
Hey, I say,
on my terms.
If you're going to do it, you go full on, man.
When you do it, bro, let's have a sesh at your place.
Yeah.
Push that gas pedal down.
Yeah. I also say that about suicide, Eric, so consider.
Push the gas pedal down.
Push it down, man. Hit
it hard. Get
that knife. Let's go.
Go big or go home.
That's right. Make it memorable. That's what I say. Yeah, so it'll start. But smoke out today. So please, potheads, I've been saying it for years. Don't be so annoying that people don't want to be around you.
There's plenty of waking and baking today.
It's such a normal
attitude. I love it when you
but
say it.
I know, but they, no, because it sounds like a Cheech and Chong quote. Like it should be off a poster for Cheech and Chong. It's just
what
such a
such face can you
I
hit?
Relate with these people, Eric. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like such
I don't.
Sarcasm and condescending.
I don't relate attitude. With them. It's such a they continuously on and on talk about how, dude, it's harmless, it's this, it's that, it's no big deal. And then 420 comes on and they act like it's the most big deal. It's
yeah,
the
you want to be like Emmett Smith. Act like you've been
act
there
like
before.
You've done it because you did yesterday. Sure. You did on 419, 418, 417, 416.
No, I agree. Stop and it. I think the real potheads. Well, most, no, they're into it,
no,
I guess.
No, the real potheads are the ones that bother me. The ones downstairs, they're going to do a little self-celebrating at home and not make a big smoking deal out of it. Like it's the same thing as when somebody comes into the room, I'm drunk. Yeah, we can all do that. This is no big deal. I'm drunk, man. Or the next day, I got drunk yesterday. Woo. Yeah, that's not. Calm down.
You'll fit right in. It's usually like super Republicans that are hiding it because they don't want any of their other friends to know.
I don't care to hide it. But like yesterday when I was asking more people downstairs, I was down there and Julie walked by. I'm like, Julie, do you smoke weed? Her face just was like, and I'm like, don't even need words. Bye, thanks. Well, what do you mean? I'm like, people who don't say no, you just, I understand.
Did you ask everyone in the building?
Pretty much.
It seemed like you were taking quite a survey.
I've hit everybody. Everybody.
Census.
Who's the most shocking?
Tangerman, Mary.
She does?
Well, she says she doesn't now. But
about a pound a week.
Because she's grown up.
She's grown up.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, that took a while. Because what Mary's in her, gotta be. She's like 100.
70s were her heyday, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Mary was crushing back then. So, yeah, that was the surprise. So she's hit it. Everybody in there's done it. The people that are quiet are the ones who laugh and giggle and like, you do it. Not a soul down there said no. And since I've started mentioning my mild drug habit, not one email, not one person, nobody has said, John, don't do this. The only emails I get are, all right, here's what you need. Just clues and hints on what to buy,
like
where
Mike
to go.
Like Mike Young yesterday, this, you don't want sativa or you don't want indica. Right. You want this.
Not one person has sat down and
it'll
said,
help
why,
your boxing.
Why are you doing this? Why in the world are you doing this? It's like, wow. Not
Brady
one
hasn't
person.
Said that
no.
Too.
Brady's even fine with it. That's how these weedies on 420 need to know. Even Brady is sitting back going, it's really no big deal.
How
even
is this not Brady. Passing? What
yeah,
the hell?
Exactly. Who's the one stopping it? Who are the
I
people?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Who are these assholes?
Old people.
That has to be. The Reefer Madness fear of Sun City has got to be the only way this thing is. So when they die, give it 3 or 4 years, you'll all be
That's
fine.
That's one thing everybody should be able to come together for.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
If it can treat a lot of the stuff that they're saying, you know, everything from anxiety and all that, yeah. I'd rather it be used for that than some of
my
these prescription
been,
pills.
My it's mom's great. Been taking the CBD oil. Yeah. Because she's got cancer, mm-hmm. and it's
my grandpa
helped
had
her immensely.
He had
you had the oil, too.
Tubes of it. My grandpa had tubes of it when he was in the early 80s when he had the cancer. Because they're like, this is the only thing that's going to alleviate the pain from all the treatments.
In the 80s? How did he get it in the 80s?
They sent it to him in giant tubes, like those bank tubes. The government.
What?
Yeah. The government sent him to medicine in tubes, pre-rolled. He had to smoke it.
Wow.
And he was against drugs like crazy.
Check it out, bro.
Now, this is something to get excited about, Wheaties. You can get free French fries at McDonald's today if you use Apple Pay.
Oh.
What? All right.
Wait, but then they have my account. Yeah. Well, they're going to chase me around, man. Art Bell told me so.
Great. There's another thing you can pay with, Apple Pay. I haven't even used that one.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me to figure out.
Just like PayPal?
It's the same thing. Yeah. It's the same
you
when
just
you just
wave
hold your
phone,
up with a
card. You start waving your phone, and hackers, if they're in the area too, can
see. But I got my
grab that stuff.
I got my Amex and my Dasher Schools card on there. Apple Pay's in the middle. You have to load it with money,
Yeah.
And then it'll pay for stuff all the time.
It's like just cash. Couldn't you just use your damn debit card?
It's just cash. So it's just your cash from your account goes onto this. So it's like paying with cash. It's the same thing. So your debit card isn't, you know, I don't know what it does. It's not that big a deal. It's no big difference. But some places that don't take Amex or whatever will take Apple Pay. And McDonald's gives you free French fries, so they get little incentives to use it, I suppose. Who knows? But get your fries today, Wheaties. And again, I like that. The Emmett Smith approach. Act like you've been there. And don't get so excited about me saying I'm doing it. If it's truly no big deal and you guys want to legalize it, you're scaring off all the old people when you behave like this on 420. It's weird. Now, the concert tonight, go nuts. It's a concert. It's a party. Let your inhibitions run wild. But don't make it some political statement about how it all needs to end.
This is just quite a letdown, that's all, John.
I know. You wanted to see people, you wanted to see me start my habit.
I wanted to see you crazy tonight.
Eric, you know what's crazy?
Stage diving.
Oh, man.
From here on out.
Eyes just beat red. Just I can see the little red veins in your eyes.
No, mild again. The word mild is not going to be one of those moments where I'm just caked out of my brain.
It's disappointing, man.
Yeah, well, you set yourself up
for that. I'll do it for you.
You set yourself up for that. You go nuts.
I'll be your proxy.
Eric's all right. Going to pick up the slack.
In fact, I'll tell you what, Eric. You can be the one that holds all my weed that is going to be handed to you like crazy.
You know what, John? There's a guy that doesn't talk.
That's right. There's a guy that backs it up. That's the guy that does it all. And the best part is when I go over to that cop and go, that guy over there has about a pound of weed in his pants.
Join me. I'm going to pregame at the Brass Tap right across from the concert.
You got it all mapped out.
Yeah.
10:30. You meet him there at 10:30.
Yeah, well, you won't see Eric.
4:30 to 6. I'll be over there hanging out. Yeah. And we'll walk over.
Quite the reaction on text. Jesus, John. I never wanted to be on Eric's side, but you are making a bigger deal about pot than the potheads you dislike so much
this morning. Just a mild pot habit. That's all I'm starting, and that's all I said I was ever going to do, and it turned into this. It's not wishy-washy.
Yesterday, I was so excited.
Straight as a string, man. Straight as a string. Still excited. Still going to do it.
From John L. You're all talk, Holmberg.
Yep. See,
talked
these are Wheaties.
Big game all week about smoking, and now you're backing out like a little vagina. Yeah,
there it is.
So disappointed in you, Chancellor.
Don't worry about it. I don't fall for peer pressure. Doesn't affect me at all. Going to still do it someday, but probably not today.
That's cool.
It's not habit.
You're like Terrell Owens. You talked a big game, and then you didn't score any touchdowns.
Couldn't get my pipe in time, so I'm really not going to share spit with the Wheaties.
No catches for 0 yards. You'll
be fine. I'll start it on my own terms. Again, your opinion and everyone else's doesn't mean anything to me. So go ahead. Keep talking. Anyway.
John, my issue is that how can I conquer pot when your very successful accountant friend is crushing up Adderall and smoking weed on the daily? Where do I find this Adderall?
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't my accountant that had Adderall. It was a bunch of physical therapists and trainers and things like that and workout guys. I'm like, what the hell? Maybe it's his accountant crushing Adderall.
You're like, see, Antonio Holmes, he does that first down thing after you catch the ball, but then it was a penalty. And
actually, he doesn't because he's not in the league at all.
He used to.
Yeah.
First down.
Bottom line is.
Oh, penalty?
Bottom line is, it doesn't bother me at all. I'll just go do it when I feel like doing it. Today, started to turn into a little bit of a weed festival. Started turning into a bunch of people.
Really?
No,
you're
no, no.
Shocked by that?
For me. Like, they started me in their party, and I'm like, no. Hey. Not coming into that.
This one says, John, I know why you're changing your tune. You talked a big game all week. Then you looked at the fine print on your website. Smoke, smoke, smoke. No lighters be able to be brought into the show. No lighters.
Well, it's e-smokes. Yeah, it's the vapor. I'll play along. If I had my Gandalf pipe, I'd be testing it out with the non-pot stuff.
Fruit Loops flavor.
Yeah. And then maybe I'd go home and hit it hard.
You can do just a regular vape pen. Why do you need the showy Gandalf pipe?
Because I like the Gandalf
pipe. You're not doing
a
performance.
I like the Gandalf pipe. No, I've always wanted a pipe like that. I've done that before in the past. I just didn't like to buy tobacco. I had a pipe for a while just to make the house smell better. But I really like the way those look.
A regular vape pen will work just fine.
No. I really enjoy the look of that. Okay. Similar to like a color or a car or something like that. That's what I want.
But if you're just trying stuff out.
But it probably won't be public. So, and I can try stuff out anytime I want and how I want.
That thing next to the ship in the bottle?
Yeah.
Gold.
Pretty neat.
Do you have to do Ian McKellen every time you...
Probably. If I'm doing it, we're probably be part of that. Again, you guys really believe everything I say. I have to be careful. You're a very suggestible group. But bottom line is, I'll start my mild drug habit on my terms. But yeah, it doesn't affect me.
John, please, I beg of you, ignore the Wheaties. Yeah. I have my medical card. You open a Pandora's box just mentioning a mild drug habit to these idiots.
And
don't
it's the
listen
idiots.
To them.
They didn't come out until last night. Everybody else was normal. Then the idiots came out last night because they started all mentally masturbating over what today is, which is the same day as every other day they do. They're smoking weed all the time.
It's a beautiful day if you want to party.
Go nuts. It's the party's fine. But let's just, again,
Act like we've been there.
Be safe. Take
Act
a Uber.
Act like we've been there. It's weed. It's beer. It's the same as beer. Nobody celebrates the day before they're going to have a beer.
John, I work in Sun City. You wouldn't believe the friends I've made out of the grandmothers that come into our dispensary.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
They're loving it. Because you forget, grandma is like 68 to 75.
Mm-hmm.
She was at Woodstock.
Yep. She's reliving it.
This the grandmas
this is
that
the
get
wheelhouse
it.
Yeah, right now.
The grandmas that get it are like, look, we're fine. It's the other ones, the ones that hated Woodstock that are still around. They vote like crazy. They're
and
the ones
there's plenty
us.
That it legitimately is working for their.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
The pain that they're going
their
through.
Their bones don't hurt anymore. Take it.
John, please don't enlighten the potheads too much. They are the greatest thing for my work environment because as long as there are much potheads here, they can't focus on anything. I get paid more every quarter.
All right, done. See, well, you're being taken advantage of, dopeys. Hey, you'd think I was nuts if I'm like, tomorrow's going to be a beer day. I'm going to have beer tomorrow, man. Woo! You're going to drink beer with me and you're going to drink beer. Like, what's wrong with that guy? We all can have beer. It's no big deal. But tomorrow's beer day. Ooh, he likes it too much. Something's wrong with him. Pothead, you get too excited about it. The goofy ones. And you got to calm your goofy pothead friends down. They'll be hacky sacks tonight, too. That'll bother
you. You know, it's sometimes that's similar to, you know, whether you're going to a Vegas weekend or whatever. That's all about
yeah,
doing
but
that
it's
stuff.
All about, that's
you're
all about
excited for
inhibitions.
Those
you get gambling, you get shows, you get party, you get drinking. But if you're sitting there saying, I'm going to Vegas this weekend and I'm going to have beer. And you focus heavily about on how it's like, really? This guy's celebrating his Vegas beers the day before he leaves and go get beer at Circle K right now.
Yeah.
It's not a celebration. You're
John,
kind of an idiot.
I'm sensing Brady is on the fence. Will you please ask him how much pork and barbecue sauce from Porkopolis it'll take so that he has a joint with me at U-Fest?
People want to smoke you out.
Could happen.
No,
no. See,
it's
stop
so
lying.
See,
at least I stand up for myself.
No, no.
Yeah, at least I'll stand up to the whole thing. I won't pull that garbage.
It probably won't happen. Today,
don't say probably.
I don't, when you Brady, we're not getting high tonight. I'm the only guy that stayed steady this week and said, I felt the peer pressure was coming on me. You should join us. You should do it. Like, on my own time. Yeah, that maybe.
Only guy that stayed.
I'm not going to do it. Come on.
You're not
said
doing
anything.
It tonight, though.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah,
you're not doing it tonight at all.
Probably not.
Not probably. You're not getting high tonight.
Here's my definitive statement. I will not smoke.
I don't know, Jen.
You see, this is lying. Yeah. At least I'm sitting back saying, hey, look, I said I was going to do this on my own terms.
All right. I'm going to come up to Brady later. I'll have something for you.
There you go. You think you'll smoke it?
Probably not.
Then why even have the
don't
problem?
Even say
what
it.
Scenario would make it so you would? Because you're leaving the door open. I'm saying probably tonight. Yeah. Ain't tonight for him driving, and I don't want to deal with these weedies.
I won't tonight because it's more or less a work night. I consider this a work, and it's a night-long performance.
Oh my God. No, don't use my words. You have your own opinion. It's a night-long what?
We don't even get to say anything on the mic. They hand it to John.
Yeah, I'm
we're
the only one doing
get out there and flap our arms.
Right. Yeah, night-long performance.
And what do you? You're not slinging the pork. You're over there supervising. Yeah.
He tried to use my words as the swing on this.
Yeah,
well, that seemed to work for him. I have to perform?
I perform.
You're not going to do it because you don't want to. There's honor in that, Brady.
Yeah.
Just say so. Otherwise, you're pandering.
You know, I haven't... it won't happen tonight, probably.
There we go.
Probably.
No, stop saying probably. You're not going to do it. Pandering.
Never happens.
It's not going to happen.
Unless your Australian friend somehow comes out and decides to smoke, that's the only way you'll do it.
No, he
for
won't.
The story.
He wouldn't do it anyway.
He'd do it with his Aussie buddy.
No,
he
wouldn't.
His atheist Australian friend.
Nope.
Do it on my own time.
If you
John
do, if you
Toledo
do it,
or I say we might do it, there's a chance.
Yeah.
If you say you might, you're just
know.
Full of crap is all you are.
I'll just hold a picture of your
that
father.
That just pushes
up.
Me more.
I'll hold a picture of your dad up, and then I'll have Torp on the phone. Hello? Hello? And you'll have that weed in your hand going, I can't do this. Dad would hate me.
John, please you remind Brady that Jesus was the first real hippie. Smoked everybody
out. There were
out.
People before that. Let's not give Jesus that credit.
Is that mentioned in the Bible?
It's like he invented the table or something. He didn't know. The weed was way before.
He's a carpenter.
The Chinese had a flourishing society of potheads and heroin addicts way before that cradle of civilization got going.
Is there a John 420 part of that Bible?
Yeah, exactly. It's John 420, man. And the mighty did smoketh. All right. Sweet.
Greatest part of that book.
And now we'll all enjoy devil lettuce together. What's the devil? You'll see. Yeah, you're not smoking tonight, Brady. And I will suffer the accusations all day long because it doesn't faze me of not doing it tonight either because Wheaties have started to make me mad. I don't want to be in that group. You're not smoking it. I'm 90% sure that I probably won't do it tonight. I don't have my own pipe, so I'm not going to do that.
I just looked up John 4:20. I was curious.
Is it a thing?
Whoever claims to love God yet hates the weed.
No, no.
No, that's not right.
Hates either a brother way. Or sister.
Good luck.
Is a liar.
My mild drug habit I have from now until the day I die. I can do it whenever I want. Starting it on 4:20 is fairly cliche. Somewhat hack.
Will you visit Chiba Hut today?
Man, I love the Chiba Hut without the weed. Those fruity pebbles thingies. Yeah.
You'll be a king, you go in there with your Gandalf pipe.
Yeah, I might actually end up in that. Yeah. That would be a performance
You'd
for free
on the
food.
Posters.
I'd be willing to perform for that. Dude's coming in as Gandalf again. Get the fruities ready. This dude rules. Oh, none shall pass through this door without copious amounts of fruity pebble squares. Awesome, Gandalf.
John, I imagine this being like when the crazy people went ape crap over Prohibition ending.
Yeah.
The Wheaties have to deal with this for being taboo for the past 70 years, right. And now they feel like they can finally come out and properly celebrate something that's been persecuted their entire lives.
True. Like
they
the
are
gays.
Celebrating.
The gays. I see that. But it's a celebration of non-law, really. Nobody's,
not here.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they're not really.
Go to Colorado, maybe.
True. Colorado, Washington.
Fine. And they go nuts there, too, still. But like cops, if you're pretty honest with them, you have a little weed, and you're like, I got some weed. They're not really even bothering with it anymore. It's more of a pain in the ass for them. You have to be really stupid and have weed.
Oh, they're worrying about like selling it massive amounts.
They're looking for you to distribute it. They're like, if you've got some pot in a car, we're going to let it slide. If you're honest.
I don't know. Maybe.
Not all the time. You have to be a pretty dumb cuss.
If there's a decent sized bag and 10 grand in cash, maybe you got
something. The problem is I watch live PD all the time. They're like, do you have any pot in the car? I don't know. All right, just be honest. The cop always says, just be honest with me. I don't want to deal with this either. Do you have any in the car? Because if you're honest with me, we can work with you. I might give you a citation. I don't know. And then you open up the glove thing. There's pipes and
how many
weed
warrants
like
do
this.
You have?
Like, all right, do you have a warrant?
No,
I don't believe I do.
I had taken care of that.
You see, the wind had blown
now,
the cocaine
if you just
into my
told
handbag.
Me, if you did, well, these aren't my pants. All right, you're going to jail. Because all you had to say is, yeah, I got some weed in my pocket.
This is my brother's pants.
You're not really as persecuted as the people during Prohibition who were like, that was bad news back then.
A couple of cases of shine.
I mean, it started moonshine. NASCAR. They were running so fast from the – pretty sweet. Either way, today, 4:20. Smoke them if you got them, but don't be annoying about it. And Brady might put a percentage on it.
Me! 2%.
2% chance you may smoke
weed
tonight.
That's high.
2%.
There's a 100% chance you are not doing this. I guarantee it. You're not going to hit the hippie lettuce tonight. Not happening. It's 6:19. Give us a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one. Maybe some Five Finger Death Punch, some Seven Dust, some Concert Psyching Rock for tonight. One of your favorites, and we'll play it, and then we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.